From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Hey, it's the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You're home for news, information, and strict debate moderators. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. We'll explain in a minute. It's Monday, December 17, 2007. The year's almost over, but I'm still Touré.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Touré, thank you so much for guest hosting for a couple days here.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. I know you're a sports fan. It was really bad weather in the Northeast yesterday. Did you do the on the couch with the remote?
No, there was no
watching
remote.
The
Patriots were on.
Oh, period.
In New York, we couldn't watch the Patriots last week, you know, some TV thing, unless you had DirecTV or something. But the Patriots were on this week. They're exciting to watch. And it was actually a close game for a little while.
I know. It had something to do with the weather, perhaps. We'll get into this a little bit more with the Bryant Park Project sports spouse. That's my husband, Bill Wolf. He likes to talk sports, and I like to pretend I understand.
My wife actually asked an interesting question about the Patriots, so we'll get into that
Bill. All right. Explain the strict moderator part of our open there.
Well, coming up on the show, Carolyn Washburn, the editor of the Des Moines Register, who moderated last week's debates and has been the target of internet nastiness ever since. And who among us hasn't been the target of such things? Well, we're going to talk to her about getting zinged on the blogs and this week's endorsements by the Register and whether she'll ever host another debate ever again.
And we'll also talk about the top 50 records of the year, according to Rolling Stone, a place you're familiar with.
Yes.
Be a writer for that magazine. It's part of our best of lists of 2007. Rachel Martin is also here today with today's headlines in just a minute. But first, let's get you to that BPP big story. From Michigan to Maine, hold on to your hats. The weekend blast of winter weather is not over. Wind advisories are in effect this morning for much of the Midwest and Northeast as people dig through that combination of snow, sleet, and freezing rain that blanketed the United States from the Great Lakes to New England yesterday.
There was about a foot of snow on the ground around Chicago. Parts of Vermont have 10 inches. At least three traffic deaths blamed on the storm. And Providence, Rhode Island's TF Green Airport, saw a U.S. Airways Express flight with 31 passengers and three crew members slide off the runway as it tried to land. No injuries were reported, but the airport had to close all of its runways for about 2 hours.
And the storms were forcing presidential candidates to reschedule and sometimes cancel campaign events in these crucial weeks before the Iowa caucus and New Hampshire primary. Here's Eric Woolson, press secretary for Republican Mike Huckabee in Iowa.
What makes it really tough at this point is that you just don't get a day back. You can't reschedule.
Also, storms had a big impact on yesterday's NFL games. The Browns and the Bills played in blizzard conditions as Allison and Bill watched, and neither team managed to score a touchdown.
And as Touré and his wife watched, what's her name?
Rita.
As Touré and Rita watched the New England Patriots and Jets slog through the slush, it slowed down the pads just enough to keep the game sort of close. They still won 20-10 to stay undefeated.
Of course, here on the BPP, we get you all the news you need and want and some things you perhaps don't need or want. But we like to take our coverage a step further to break through the frozen pond of traditional storm reporting. Here's some hard-hitting, true audio of a motorist in Maine scraping ice off his windshield.
Oh, almost nails on the chalkboard to me.
Yes.
Not all ice scrapers even made that sound. Here's another Maine motorist speaking to WGME-TV. His ice scraper let him down.
I broke it. There's so much ice, I just can't scrape enough. I just keep breaking it. It wasn't a cheap one either. This ice is pretty thick.
We got to get him in the studio. In spite of the bad weather, at least one New Englander said she wouldn't trade her hometown for the world.
I was raised down south, and you couldn't drag me back down south with a mule.
I think the lady means it. The worst the storm may have passed, but scattered snow showers and strong winds are expected to continue today.
That's the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.